Improving state revenues and new earnings reports, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has more.
In a letter to the co-chairs of the Joint Committee on Economic and Tax Policy, Department of Finance and Administration Director Richard Weiss revealed that the official general revenue forecast for the state is being revised upwards. He said that DF&A is forecasting a $113 million increase in revenue collections above current projections in the current fiscal year, and for next year, $92.4 million in increased revenues. The reason for the optimism? Improving economic conditions, albeit, Weiss said, slow improvement. Murphy Oil Corporation reported higher net income in the first quarter of $360 million. That was on lower revenue of $6.6 billion. 1 year ago, the El Dorado-based oil and gas company posted net income of $290 million on revenue of $6.9 billion. The company's downstream operations, which will be spinning off from the parent company later this year, showed improvement. With improving revenues, trucking and transportation giant Arkansas Best posted a narrower first quarter loss compared to a year ago. Arkansas Best reported a net loss of $13.4 million in its first quarter versus an $18.2 million setback 1 year ago. Little Rock-based Metropolitan National Bank announced its financial results for the quarter ended March 31st. For the first quarter of this year, the bank posted a profit of $662,000 compared to a loss of a little over $1 million during the same time period last year. 4th District Congressman Tom Cotton, who is heavily rumored to be a GOP challenger to Democratic incumbent U.S. Senator Mark Pryor, tells Talk Business that while it's too early to decide if he'll run for the Senate, he's not closed the door on the possibility. After a speech at the Clinton School of Public Service, Cotton was asked how he felt about being a prospect to challenge Pryor for a Senate seat in 2014. Cotton says, quote, "I learned in the Army that it's never a good idea to say never and always a bad idea to say always." Republican gubernatorial candidates Asa Hutchinson and Curtis Coleman appeared back-to-back at the Clinton School of Public Service to speak to a gathering of more than 100 Delta leaders on Thursday. The two GOP candidates shared their ideas for moving the Delta forward, while their speeches showed contrast between their positions on several key issues such as economic development and health care for Arkansans. Hutchinson said he would have signed the private option health insurance plan into law if governor, while Coleman said he would not. The two men also disagreed on the Big River Steel Super Project. Coleman said the deal is not in the state's best interest, while Hutchinson said it would be a boon for Northeast Arkansas. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York, online at mitchellwilliamslaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability, from the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.